Hello.
Hello, Ryan.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan, it's Amy Nelson with Local Class from the Google Guarantee Department. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. Thank you so much for asking. I was asked to give you a shout regarding the Google Guarantee opportunity that's available for your organization.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of it before? Are you familiar
yeah.
with it as well? You have? Oh, what do you know about it so far?
Well, I mean, I just heard about it. Companies I've worked for used it. Just like my thing is right now, like initially went with y'all because I was having issues getting my Google account verified, and I got that taken care of now.
Yeah.
Really though, like, and like y'all do my Facebook ads and stuff, but I'm really trying to get to the point like where my phone's just like directly ringing from Google, because like I do some on like Angie's and stuff, but I really am about maxed out on what I want to spend through them, because it's not terrible. Like, I definitely make more than I put into it, but it's not something I'm willing to put more into than what I already do.
Got it.
And like, I'd rather my phone ring from customers that actively need service more or less than getting sent leads that five other people are getting sent and me reaching out to them.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
You're selling it for me.
Which I mean, I know about it. Like, you know, I was a high producing tech, you know, company, so
yeah.
It's just getting back to that point for myself, you know?
Okay. So let's talk the price points, and let me go ahead and give you some of the advantages to doing it with us. Is A, we're a Google Premier partner. As you know, we're good at our job. We got your company verified when you were having trouble, and we're absolutely fantastic at managing Google Guarantee. It is the next level. You're absolutely correct. It is how to get direct calls instead of just exposure. Because exposure is fine as far as it goes, but if you're not getting the calls coming in directly, it's kind of hard, right? Because you need the calls. So that's what we're here for. And we love to upgrade and activate clients to the Google Guarantee platform. It is our highest recommendation for our clients, just so you know. Additionally, the other things that I really want you to know on this is we have a lot of fail-safes in place in order to support your business. Now, there are just a few qualifying questions, and I'm sure you do qualify, but I have to ask them just for the sake to know that we got everything covered. You have the Texas State Master Plumber license?
I do.
You have the 250 general liability minimum?
Yeah.
You have no felonies in the last 7 years?
Nope.
Texas State Driver's License, United States Social Security Number?
Yeah.
How many face-to-face employees do you have, meaning employees that go out, bid, and do the job on behalf of the company without you present?
Just me.
Okay, cool. So it looks like you passed for all intents and purposes, and we wouldn't sign you up for it unless we were pretty sure you were going to pass, like 99.9%, like unless you weren't telling us the truth on something, like you're going to pass. The upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to go to get the company background checked, get the Google Guarantee approval, get everything completely up and going. Now, you seem like a guy who's like super Johnny on the spot, really on top of it. So the terms and conditions state a max of 4 to 8 weeks for processing for Google Guarantee. It does not always or even usually take that long. It really depends on how responsive you are. If you get us the application right away and it takes like 10 minutes to fill out the application and then you're responsive if my technician needs any other support, then we can get you approved in a couple of weeks. Okay?
Cool.
Now, with that being said, once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, your cost per qualified lead is $50.67, so right around $51. The activation budget for that, the requirement from Google is a 13-lead budget, so it's like $664. Have you ever bought a house?
It's 50-50. I mean, I've took over a house that my mom built, so like,
okay,
it's in her name.
So you know how the money, like when you're closing an escrow, that money, you put a money into the account and it just kind of sits there and then they take what they need from it?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same idea. So the reason that I bring that up is because it's the same idea. So the 664 is a 13-lead budget at about $51 per qualified lead. And the way that that works for you is is once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, which Google is guaranteeing your work to the general public, Google is saying, hey, this company is tried and true. This is the top one of the top recommended companies in this area, and we highly recommend them. And then the other thing that they're doing that is so awesome is they're literally guaranteeing your work for up to $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. So
yeah.
In the event that something ever went wrong, which I'm sure it won't for you, but you never know, the client could prove that you weren't willing to make it right, Google actually backs you up and pays them out up to $2,000 worth of insurance. So that's what that green check mark is. And what the guarantee is, and then what you're getting in return is qualified leads. So,
yeah.
First and foremost, when the call comes in, it's coming directly to you. It is not shared. The consumer has gone there. They've determined that they want to work directly with you, and that call comes straight to you. So when the phone rings, it's a client on the other end of the phone. Now, your budget is not automatically charged when you pick up the phone. Okay,
mm-hmm.
It's charged once the lead is considered qualified. So the calls are being recorded, and AI is listening to each one of those call recordings in real time as the call is happening to ensure that you're getting qualified leads. So if it's a sales,
yeah.
solicitation, spam, or robocall, it's all unqualified. The caller
okay.
has to be requesting estimate over the phone, and you give estimate over the phone, or the caller has to be requesting face-to-face appointment for you to go out and bid the job face-to-face. Those are the only two instances where it's actually considered a qualified lead.
Okay.
Okay? So if it's unqualified, your budget's not charged. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the beauty of this particular program with us is if you get a lead that slips through the cracks with the AI, then we're able to dispute it directly on your behalf. With Google, okay?
Okay.
We're going to optimize it. We're going to make sure that your leads are showing up at the top of the page, and we're always going to give you the top placement that we have available based on your specific area and ad spend. Now, if over time you want to spend more and you want to show at the very tippy top, we have pricing to be able to do that as well. We won't know what that looks like until we're actually building out the ad. So we have to get the Google Guarantee approval first, and then from there we'll say, hey, clients who are showing between the top, you know, 3 to 4 positions are paying $66 a lead or whatever the case is.
So
if you want to bid, that's called max lead bidding, and we always go over that with you once everything is approved. So if you
yeah.
want to get started today, the only upfront cost is the one-time $250 application fee. Just to
yeah.
get everything moving forward. And then after you're approved, we call you to set, to pay that activation budget, the activation
mm-hmm.
budget of $664 that we spoke about. And then
That's
if
fine.
You, even if you want to say you're like, yeah, you know what? I want to pay this much. I want to come at the very top. I'm willing to pay this much per qualified lead. Then, you don't have to increase the budget in order to do that. You can keep the budget where it's at and still choose to increase your bid. You just wouldn't get a full 13 leads out of that budget. The other thing is that you don't, not only do you not share those leads, and is it not, you know, on an automatic basis like that, but the other thing is you're in control of it. So say you're booked up and you're busy for the week. You got a couple of remodels or you got something going on. You're not going to be able to make it to any more phone calls, you know that up front, then you can pause your leads. And when you pause your leads, that's where the campaign stops financially. So there is no automatic monthly charge on it unless that's what you choose. The budget will also roll over. So say you only use 4 leads, so that's about, you know, $50 a lead, that's about $200 of your budget, and you pause the leads, that budget will continue to roll over. Or if there was less leads available, which I don't anticipate that for where you're at, there's heavy, heavy lead flow, but you only pay the difference, like you only pay for the budget that you actually use. It's not $664 every single month, no matter what. We just want to keep your budget at that threshold,
yeah.
you know?
That sounds pretty good, because, like, with Angie's, you know, I pay $800 a month whether I hit my target lead price or not and then don't roll over. So
Oh, no, it all rolls over. That's why Google built this, is to trump those programs. So the leads and calls are coming directly to you with live phone calls. You're not being sent a phone number of somebody you have to chase down. So it's the client who's decided they want to work directly with your organization up front. The other cool thing is that you're only charged when it's considered qualified. They have AI in place, and then they have the human factor in order to ensure that you're actually getting the calls that you truly want. But even more importantly, you get to pick how you want to show up and where you want to show up, and you don't ever have to pay, no matter what. That's not how it's designed. It's completely different than Angie's.
Yeah. No, you're good. Well, that was the kind of answer. I mean, you don't even really got to sell me on it, but really, like, all the pricing and stuff was the main thing that I was wondering. So I'm good to go on all of that.
Okay. Beautiful. So let me go ahead and get into your account real quick, and then I'm going to send that application over to you, and I need you to fill the application out, and I can schedule your onboarding call for today. Like, we can get this going now. Okay?
Okay, cool.
Okay, so let me just take a look at this. Okay, Ryan, do I have your permission to charge the card we have on file, the one-time $250 application fee?
Yeah, like $4,991 or $4,999.
Yeah, I'm gonna pop in there right now and tell you what it is. Hold on. $4,991, yes, it is. Okay, here we go. Go ahead and get that going. And then on the application, it does give you exact example of the, so with the insurance document, we need the Accord page. It gives you the exact, like an exact photograph of the exact page that we're looking for. That is super important because I know you want to get it all right the first time so we don't have to double back on anything. And then it's going to ask for the license number and your social security number if you have EIN, things like that. Do you want that application sent over text or email?
Can you email it? I think you all have like the Ryan at Bald Eagle Plumbing LLC.
Yep, it's coming right now.
Cool.
I just want to know which way you want it. It's coming to you. And then I need to schedule your onboarding call. They're done in 30-minute intervals. I can schedule. Let me get the calendar pulled up here. There it goes. Oh, okay. So we've got plenty of time. Do you want to go, say, if you do the application here in the next half hour, is that cool?
Yeah, on that. I'm about to go up, pull up to a job. So
okay.
After that, I'm probably there an hour or so. So like sometime after one.
Let's do
like
three.
Two,
just three words.
Three. That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. You're gonna see an email come through that's gonna say GG onboarding call, and then that's gonna serve as a placeholder. As long as I'm available, then I will be the one to call and introduce you to your onboarding agent. Her name is Aureli. Now, I'm going to tell you this. If that application's not complete, she can offer to help you fill it out. But you do have to disclose your social security number to her if you want her help on it, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So it's really up to you if that's what you want to do. But we want to make sure that we're getting this going right away because I know this is important for you. So.
Oh, for sure. I'll either do it when we hop off here or I'll have my wife do it or something.
Beautiful. Okay. All right. You're all set and good to go. And we're going to also assign you an account manager. So that person will be calling you here in the next, like, little bit as well, the next, like, 24, 48 hours or whatever, to go ahead and give an introduction for that. Okay?
Cool.
All right. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.